So just to summarize that, since the computational formulas for the mean and the standard deviation are derived based on the assumption that the normal distribution formula describes the data distribution, if the data are not normally distributed, then the formula for the mean and the standard deviation don't provide a description of the center and the spread of the population distribution. Okay? If A, then B. If not A, C, D, or E. And the same thing goes for all the formulae that you know. And I'm not going to take you through all of these. I'm certainly not going to do the calculus. It's not that I don't love you that much. Well, maybe it is. But every computational formula that you know is derived from some nasty formula that presumes to know what the underlying distribution is. Second, since the computational formulas for the mean and the standard deviation use adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing, they assume the data are measured on an interval scale, such that equal differences anywhere along the measured continuum represent the same difference in the construct values. For example, the scores of 2 and 6 are equally different than scores of 32 and 36. We'll talk more about these assumptions and the alternatives later, but just want to get you the pieces. If the data are not measured on an interval scale, then the formula for the mean and the standard deviation don't provide a description of the center and the spread. Okay? So there's two things going on: the distributional assumptions and the measurement assumptions. You have to be careful when you start reading about nonparametrics, because some people emphasize one and act as if the other doesn't matter, and some emphasize the one, and some talk about both, and some just say, here's truth, love, and beauty, do it this way. But there are two underlying reasons when people make the shift from parametric to nonparametric statistics. One has to do with distributional assumptions. The other has to do with assumptions about the scale of measurement. Okay? So we'll keep coming back to those two things the whole way through our journey together. Well, here's how all of this cascades. If we have normally distributed data, all we're going to do is have a linear transformation of those data based on the known population variability, and suddenly we have z-scores. And from z-scores, we can say all sorts of cool things about an individual score. How likely it is, how unlikely it is, all sorts of things. This also then directly leads to tests of whether a particular score or a mean of a set of scores has a particular value. And if we know what the population variability is, then we're doing z-scores. If we have to estimate what that is, now we're doing a t-test, and we have to take into account the stability or the power. That's where degrees of freedom come from. We'll explain that more later. If we want to compare two groups to each other, we can use a z-test if we know their standard deviation. If we have to estimate the standard deviation, we're doing t-tests. We've got the chi-square, and all that a chi-square is the square of a normal distribution. Now here's the what if. If these data aren't normal, then turning them into z-scores isn't really turning them into z-scores, and squaring them isn't really chi-squares, and the significance test is based on nonsense. If you put together this notion of how much we have to estimate based on the sample size, and how much we have to estimate based on the design size, you end up with F-tests. Because all that an F-test is the ratio of two variances, or the ratio of two chi-squares. What's going on between groups? What's going on within groups? However, if the data in the groups are not normally distributed, then that chi-square isn't a chi-square. And if the frequencies aren't properly distributed, that chi-square ain't a chi-square either. And if these chi-squares aren't chi-squares, that's not an F. And the statistical analysis is nonsense. And then when we move to correlations, we now have to not only have two things that are normally distributed, but they have to have what's known as a bivariate normal distribution, which is basically a pile of sand. I'll show you on Thursday. Nope, next Tuesday. So, not trying to give you the math behind it, just the simple idea of the cascade. If the data aren't normally distributed, these aren't z-scores, these aren't z-tests, these aren't t-tests, neither are these. That's not a chi-square, that's not an F. You know that process where you take that value and you look up that critical value, or you look at the p-value at the end? That p-value is only the p-value if all of these assumptions are in place. That's why we have non-parametric statistics. We disagree about two things. One, the likelihood that our data are normally distributed and measured on an interval level scale, and a disagreement about how much it matters to the parametric statistics. Make sense? I mean, that's all the pieces.